What's up, everybody? It's Black Nerd Planet. It's your boy Jordan.
It's your
boy M. Always
in
say
the house
because I'm never sure if he's gonna say it or not. Oh man, it's episode 89, I think. Yeah, 89.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. This is a weekly podcast with me and my boys. Sometimes other people, things of that nature, talking about nerd culture, black stuff. You know. Games, movies, and all that. I hate saying you know, so don't listen to that part. Anyway, catch us YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud. So you can support Black Nerd Planet on Patreon.com. However much you want, really a dollar. You get every pod of the weekly nature for no ads for that dollar. And yeah, man, as we like to start off every time, I'm going to ask Holloway, how you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm cool. Nah, I'm sorry. I have some. Nah, I'm cool, man.
Mom, I'm tired. Don't leave me alone. Leave me alone. I'm tired of this, Mom.
Yeah, man, I ain't been doing nothing, man. Watching shows, really.
Yeah, you was kind of telling me you had finished up Hunter x Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Was it worth the 100 and almost 50 episodes?
Yeah, I was pretty into it. Yeah, for sure. To be like, nah, man, it sucked. After all this time, I didn't even want to watch it anymore.
Did you, I know when you were saying, I don't know how far you got on Black Clover, but I know what you were saying with Black Clover, you were comparing that a lot to how Naruto is and like structure. Mm-hmm. Like, how did you feel about Hunter x Hunter comparing it to those shows?
I feel like it was a little bit different because it wasn't just like a group of people. I mean, it was, but you know, there were whole episodes, I mean, whole like, I don't know, 4 or 5 episodes in a row that didn't show any of the people who were necessarily the main protagonists and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I like that too, though. That kind of style is cool too when it kind of makes the show itself a little more interesting, I guess, because you watching, I mean, you get to see more parts moving, you know what I'm saying, than just the same old characters or whatever.
Yeah. And that was something I really appreciated about it when I watched it, like, shit, about 6 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2014 or whatever. Because, like you said, them not always focusing on the main, like, 2 or 3 people. Excuse me, it starts off that way at the beginning where you do the, you know, natural TV build-up of here's Gon, and then he ends up meeting his, he meets Leorio, and then he meets Killua first, and then they end up meeting up with Kurapika. I never know how to say his name properly. And then, you know, all the other, like, ancillary characters start popping up from the Hunter Association and different weird creatures and enemies,
magical beasts.
Excuse me. So, yeah, I like the way that Hunter x Hunter runs, man. Do you, I think last week you were saying you like Greed Island a lot, and then Chimera and Arky was kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, only in the beginning. I was like that in the in the very beginning, but probably like 10 episodes in. Nah, probably a little more than that because it took them a few episodes to explain the whole Chimera Ant situation. So probably like 15, 20 episodes in, I was like, okay, what's going to happen next? All right. Yes, you got me.
There's one episode, maybe 1 or 2 episodes in the Chimera Ant arc where they first infiltrate the building. And this is what I was wondering if you had seen or not was when I think it's Gon and damn, I can't remember who all was in like that group of people and they were like trying to get up the stairs and like it was like an episode of like them dodging and like doing like, oh man, if I do this then he's gonna do this and da da da, and then at the end of the episode it's like, only 4 minutes has passed since they've infiltrated.
Oh, yeah, okay, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah, it was like this, it was just so dramatic.
Because it was all real slow motion. Everything was in slow motion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that shit like blew my mind when I first seen it. I was like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. I can't believe it's only been four minutes.
Because Meliora, or however you, I think I just said it the same way, but however you say his name, the little gecko or chameleon, he had to hold his breath. And so, like, it was important to know that it had only been like 5 seconds because whole time he's holding his breath.
I remember that now. Damn, it's been so long.
That is crazy though, because it's like, damn, this is really happening within like milliseconds. Yeah. Like he got stolen the mouth literally within the blink of an eye.
What did you think about like the abilities of that show? Because you know every like shonen anime, there's always like, you know, Naruto is the ninjutsu, and then Black Clover's like magic or whatever.
Yeah, it's like magic.
And then Hunter is what, nin and stuff like that. Like, what did you think about that as like a, I guess you could say it's a plot device, you know what I mean?
Man, anime. Yeah. Man, nin abilities can be kind of OP, man. They get kind of crazy, man. And I don't know, like, because that's what we're kind of talking about is like, basically you just make it up and believe in it for all your whole life and it'll be hella strong. Like
when they was first learning how to use it with, what was it, Kite showing them at first?
And you talking about like when they was first learning how to use men? Nah, that was dude with the glasses. I can't think of his name, and that his little buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Little karate.
They would learn how to like move water and shit in like the cup and all that stuff.
And learn if they was enhancer or transmuter or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Because, you know, in all animes, it's shonens, they always have to like learn how to use the abilities. But I don't know. Maybe I just overhype Hunter. But something about the way that they went about learning stuff in that show just kind of really intrigued me. Because it just seemed like, because everybody could just be a normal person, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
For some, because like in other animes, it always seems like they're just like, they're already special in some way.
Yeah, but like chosen Gon, one type stuff.
Like Gon had to learn how to, you know, do all that stuff like from scratch, essentially. Especially since his daddy was a deadbeat.
He definitely is, man. And it's funny because like, how much, you know, they showed him and how much everybody just pretty much generally hates him. It's pretty funny. There was last couple of episodes about that or whatever. I was laughing a lot.
Yeah, he was when Leorio was like trying to be a president or whatever. He's not really even wanting to be president.
He wasn't trying to, but
loving him. And
because he hit him in the mouth. Yeah, that's why.
How can you not go to see your son in the hospital? He's like, man, I don't even know that little nigga, man.
That's exactly what he was saying, too. He's like, man, come on, man. Y'all, as a matter of fact, man, mind your business, man. Y'all meddling, man. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
He said, man, I left him in the woods with his little auntie. You ain't even supposed to know I'm his daddy.
Said, which one of y'all gave him the tape? That's what I want to know.
What did you think about, whatever, spoiler, like with the ending of the show, we're not about to talk about everything, but like the ending of the show kind of being, well, I shouldn't say the ending, but the ending of the Chimera Ant arc where you see Miriam, or however you say the bad dude name, look like Sale, basically. And he basically just, like, dies playing chess, or not chess, but...
Goombi.
Yeah, with the blind chick. I can't remember her name.
Komugi, I think it is.
Oh, fuck, I'd have to look it up. But
it's Komugi.
Like, what did you think about that? Because that was, like, another reason why that show really hit me, because a lot of the time, one, like, Gon didn't always fight the strongest people.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, fight, like, everybody, like a Goku would and shit.
Yeah.
And then the way that the whole thing just kind of, like, they beat people, but then the main bad guy just kind of was like, I'm at peace with my soul now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. I'm sure there's other animes like that, but a lot of times it's like, no, I was gonna end in a fucking explosion or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I liked it because it was like character development. It's like, you know, because a lot of times, especially with villains, they don't really get much character development and pretty much just being like, I'm gonna take over the world, and if I can't, then I die. So the end. So like, I bet that was a cool change of pace as far as like for villains, because I mean, at one point he wasn't even a villain anymore. Like, homie in his own camp became the main antagonist, basically. So it's like, yeah, poof.
Poof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what was the cat?
Pito.
Pito. Yeah, she was creepy. I like those villains though, because they all had like weird ambitions and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And they did all just kind of end up like big, like it was a journey of self-discovery, basically, for everybody involved, not just the main characters or whoever necessarily was supposed to be the main characters. So that was cool.
Yeah, I love that show.
I thought that was a cool take on that action.
If I felt like committing to 100 some episodes again, I'd watch it again. But I
can't. Man, and maybe if it was on like, if like all the episodes was on like Netflix or something, like how, because if like I think it was on there, but they just took it off or something, then that'd be different. You know what I'm saying? You could kind of turn it on, watch, you know, miss the stuff you don't really care that much about, whatever, whatever. But like, what, how I was watching it, you know, on the internet, you know what I mean? Like,
you did it the old school way.
So, you know, it's like that also takes up time. You know what I mean? Like trying to get on there, whatever.
Because you watched it all in dub, I'm assuming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you definitely went the hard route.
Yep. So, you know, and that's part of that's part of my journey. You feel me?
Your truth, sir.
You know, but yeah, definitely though, it was cool. I liked how, like you said, it wasn't all about just like super crazy fights. It was other stuff, you know. They was playing games, they was playing chess, they was playing dodgeball, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't just who gonna beat my ass or beat your ass, no more ass to beat. Like,
right now, dude.
Cool. I like that, but I also like, you know, it's other, because like even a Mirror Whim was saying that, like, you don't have to just be the strongest. You can be the best at anything, whatever you get, whatever. I just, because he, you know, he was just all act, I mean, not acting weird, but he was just like, damn, I really can't beat this person. Who is this woman? Like, that was all she was even capable of doing for the most part, because she was blind too. So it was like, you know what I mean? It was just cool to see some other, exactly, to see some other stuff going on other than, like you said, just fighting and shit.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you watched it and that you liked it. Because everybody else I know, man, I know it took you a minute too after I done talked about it for the last years and shit.
Yeah, that's true, because I mean, I didn't even really turn it on to begin with, you know. So, but that's how I be. I think that's how I am with a lot of shows and stuff, or like media and stuff. Like, I'd be wanting to watch stuff, but I don't know. I can't, like, I have a hard time committing to sitting down and turning it on. But, like, if I came in the room and you was already watching it, then that's something, you know what I'm saying? That's something totally different. Then I'm like, oh, okay, I can actually get into this.
Because a lot of times, you kind of, like, think, you know, we always talk about the mood thing. Like, sometimes you're like, I'm in a mood to do this. And then once you get to that point, you like, am I in a mood for that? Like,
I even want to do this.
Because, like, you, especially with anime, like, if you don't pay attention to a lot of stuff, you'd be like, what just happened? You got to go back. Like,
even watching the dub, that happens. Because, I mean, I know a few times I was like, whoa, wait, what? Especially, like, when they was explaining stuff, I was like, wait, I think I missed something.
Yeah, there is a good amount of explaining. I never felt with the Hunter Hunter that I was, like, confused, I don't think.
Nah, it was pretty complex, but only in the way of, like, human beings are complex. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of, it was, that made it easier to understand, like, oh, okay, this is just a fucked up situation. Yeah. Got it. Like,
yeah, because some anime, I keep burping and shit, because some anime, like, I think it was like, I mean, like, and I'm probably just an idiot, but when I think I talked about this before, when I tried to watch, like, Fate Stay Night years ago, it was like getting hyped up at the time. I'm like, let me try it out. And I'm like, I don't know what the hell going on. And I fall asleep, and then I'll just never go back again. Like, and I'm not all about, you know, action, action, action all the time. It was just kind of like, man, y'all just kind of talking, bro. Like, yeah. I don't know if I want to listen, man.
I ain't messing with that.
You put Rick and Morty on here. Did you finish it all the way?
Mm-hmm. Season finale was, because the last time we talked about it, it was two episodes behind, because the season finale had air or something like that or whatever. But either way, I got caught up.
It was worth the, how many episodes was it, like eight?
Yeah, I think so. I think it ended up being like eight, because I think it was, well, no, it might have been 10, because I think it was like five when they came back, four or five when they came back or whatever, just this past week.
They usually do.
But yeah, I think it was worth it. It was pretty funny. The season finale was good, I think.
Was it any cliffhanger like they did with season three?
No, it was more of like, you kind of, like, you know it's more to come, but it's going to be different, basically, in that way. It was like, you know, here's what's basically like setting up for the next season without being like cliffhanger. Like, you know what's coming. Okay. Other than, I mean, you know, obviously not knowing what any of the episodes are going to be about.
That sounds like somebody's name, Cliffhangery. Cliffhangery reporting live.
They sell rugs. They sell carpets. That's an infomercial name.
Cliffhangery. That's funny.
But yeah, it was 10 episodes altogether.
Yeah, I need to go and just. I'm pretty sure it's on Hulu still, because it's not on season 4. It's not on HBO Max. So yeah, it should be on Hulu. Hopefully, I'll get to that then. Do something with myself with TV. You got anything else you watch? I see you waiting on that Doom Patrol. Did you start season one yet?
Yeah, I finished it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I watched it and finished it.
Start it.
Yeah, and see, that was another example of somebody else turning it on, because I had I linked my pops with it. I gave him my little login and stuff, and he was like, you know, sifting around trying to see what he wanted to watch, and I was hanging out with him, and he turned it on, and I think I watched like the first like episode or two or like half an episode, and I was like, damn, this is this is actually kind of tight. And so I just started watching it from that point, which was like last week. Yeah, because HBO Max just came out, right? And I had it for about a week. And then, yep. So, like, a week.
Yeah, it's been about 2 weeks now, I guess. Okay.
I finished it pretty fast, though. It's like 15 episodes, and they an hour long. I pretty much binged that, yeah.
Man, I didn't know that.
I didn't either, and I didn't realize that until I was like, man, let me look at the episodes and see, you know, what I got upcoming. Yeah, they definitely an hour, or at least, like, you know, 45 minutes.
Yeah, I was about to say, well, I guess that makes sense, because all, like, the CW DC shows are that long, so that makes sense. I don't know why I was thinking it was a half-hour thing.
Yeah, I didn't, and I, you know, it's really weird when you think about how long actual shows is, and like how much time you spend sitting there watching it. Because like, I watched the episode of Adventure Time earlier, and I was like, damn, it's only been 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, okay. But yeah, so I watched that, and that was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, I'm still, I haven't seen that. That or The Boys. But I think I'd rather watch Doom Patrol than those, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, now that I'm thinking about it, Oh no, because the boys was crazy, man.
Oh no, man, something about it. I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things where I'm all for like gritty stuff, I guess. But then it just becomes one of those things where do I really care like that it's a superhero show and they're edgy? You know what I'm saying? Like when a few years back when Power Rangers we got back popular and there was all like the this is Power Rangers but adult like. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't want that. Like, I don't really care about it being bloody and, you know, fucking all that bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't make it a better show. You know what I'm saying? So, stuff like that. You know, and that's not the same thing, but that's what the mind it puts me in. But then, I don't, you know me, I'm always into, like, stuff being colorful. And from, like, the Doom Patrol, like, banner picture, it looks like
It's
it's just.
definitely that. Yeah, it's crazy in that way of like that it's kind of all over the place, and it's a lot of like fourth wall breakage and kind of like comedy. It's more like, like they're supposed to be kind of, a joke basically. You know what I'm saying? Just like one of them groups that's kind of like, man, we ain't even real superheroes, man. Get out of here, man. You sitting on the couch right now. What kind of superhero sitting on the couch? Is
Oh
that kind
shit.
of stuff.
You should we should get a review for those seasons and season two coming out. I think
Because
that'd be
that's
cool. So you might
the
want
end of the month,
try to get
basically.
some notes written down since you already watched it. You're gonna have to kind of.
Yeah, I had to watch it from a critical, with a critical eye. Go back.
The
Go back
stage lighting is.
with my little monocle.
Don't know who wears monocles. Yo, who has a monocle right now?
Nobody. It's funny because that was like that was part of the end of Hunter Hunter. One of Killua's butlers, Tsubone, she had a monocle, and it's just funny that we talk about monocles. That's what made me talk about monocles and say something, because I just seen Tsubone wearing it, and it was like a camera and shit and all that shit or whatever. So it's like that's the kind of reason why somebody would be wearing a monocle to fucking spy on you and
Yeah, I was about to say it
shit.
made me think of Spy Kids. He had the
Exactly.
glasses. Shoot, 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 shoot.
I see somebody wearing a monocle. I'm like, man, you record me, bro? What is this?
Maybe get out of here.
So immediately think they're trying to spy on me.
What you doing wearing that shit, bro?
Exactly. Fake ass
Yeah,
Mr.
you had anything else, man?
Nah, that's pretty much it for me.
Shoot, man. I was gonna talk about Betty on the on HBO, but I think the season finale of is today of this recording, or it might have just came out, and I haven't watched it yet, so I'm gonna wait till next week to talk about it. But it's a show about the skateboard woman skateboard group up in New York City called Skate Kitchen, I believe is their name. But there's a movie based off of them a couple years ago, and I can't think of the name because I'm an idiot. Oh, it just was called Skate Kitchen. The movie's called Skate Kitchen, but the show adapted from is called Betty, which as a skater, I didn't know that women skaters were called Bettys, and maybe that's just like a east side of the country thing or a west side country. I don't know. I never heard that term,
Yeah, I
but
don't know nothing about that either.
it's kind of in the style of like an Insecure, where you know it's still it's just kind of a slice of life show about them, you know, being in the skate, you know, skate community and dudes being whack and you know being women and the stuff that they have to deal with. Me sounding like a man talking about it, but it's a cool show. I mean, it's kind of like it's one of those chill shows to watch. It's only 6 episodes in total because yeah, it's the finale. I think it's episode 6, but I think they're 30 minutes each, so it's nothing like long to watch. But it's yeah, it just deals with like definitely diversity, and different things like that. So it's something to watch. If you got
Have to check
HBO or
that out.
whatever, different HBO subscription. But I'll give a better analysis later. I'm sure my wife will say something since I was watching it with her. She was more interested in turning on than I was, because I didn't even know it was about skating at first. And I didn't know who they were, because, when you watch a show that has stunts, and you can usually tell, like, if it's a double or not. They were skating, and I'm like, man, they really skating. Like, this ain't no, like, bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? They riding it, and then old John puts on the women, her clothes and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And then does a trick, like, whatever. And I was like,
Like
oh, she
that
really
old
good.
Mike Jordan commercial
Oh, yeah,
with
and
his
his
mama.
mama. Said, so let me show you, boy. Yeah, so they really on there skating and stuff, and it's some good music and everything too. So something to watch.
Have to add that to my list. I've been on HBO Max adding stuff to my list that I want to watch.
Yeah, making that long ass list and be like, one day, one day. Shoot, yesterday. I was on, all these damn streaming services. You'd be like, which one am I gonna look at first? And I had seen, it was last year, I kept talking about, I was like, I want to see Pet Sematary, and it's on Amazon Prime for free or whatever. So I finally sat down and watched it, and I turned it on at like 2 in the morning, because why am I up? I don't even remember why I'm up. But you know me, I don't even like scary shit like that. So why am I even doing this to myself? And I didn't really know what the movie was about. Like, obviously it's like Pet Cemetery, whatever. But I didn't know it was about like bringing motherfuckers back from the dead and shit. And yeah, I mean, it was like, there's probably scarier stuff out there, but there's definitely some stuff. I was like,
But that movie, I feel like, is more about like spooky, not necessarily. It's like creepy, like ew, like
Yeah,
all right, yeah, that's kind of
that's
nasty,
true.
kind of like. I just imagine like bone crunches, a lot of like crunchy sounds when I think about that movie.
It was okay. Like, it was, the ending was kind of weird. It was one of those open-ended endings or whatever. Conclusions, I should say.
Yeah, it was.
But
Well,
yeah, it
did
was fun.
you watch the original one or
No,
the
the
one that
new
came
one.
out? Yeah.
Yeah, the new one. So I haven't seen what the old one, and then looking at like reviews and seeing, obviously they had to modernize it and stuff, since this is from the 80s book and the movie's from the 80s, whatever. The original's from the 80s.
Because I never watched the original either.
Yeah, I was thinking bad. And then there's a Pet Sematary 2. So like after the original one that came out in like 92, I guess, and it's about some like other people, whatever. And I was like, man, I don't like when they do sequels to stuff like that. It's kind of weird. But yeah, I was thinking about excuse me, I keep
That
doing
was
that.
my bad. No, I started that one.
Did you? I didn't even notice. Jeez Louise. Oh, because I've been wanting to watch The Shining, because I've never seen that before, but I can't find it anywhere for free, and I don't want to have to pay for it.
Netflix for a minute, I thought, or something. Or maybe not Netflix, maybe it was on Hulu.
Yeah, it had to have been a while ago before I had started looking for it, because I started looking probably like some months ago. But yeah, I'm trying to watch that. I never watched that movie, but I don't think I've really, I haven't, I don't feel like I've really watched anything, man. Like, most of the shit I've been watching lately has just kind of been random, like sports stuff, like I usually watch on a daily and shit like that. So yeah, I don't know. Y'all know we. Yeah, I don't think I watch anything else.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's pretty much it for me. I have plans to start Titans since I watched Doom Patrol, and I guess that'll like fill in the time while I'm waiting on season two to come out or whatever, or help fill in the time or whatever. So, but I
Yeah.
haven't started it yet.
Really, I can't even. Oh, shoot. Yeah, I don't think I watch anything else, man. Have you been playing anything? I know you've been playing some Apex and Call of Duty. Anything besides that, really? Or
Nah, not really. I got on Animal Crossing. I started doing some of that wedding season stuff just to
oh,
be
where
seeing what it's talking.
I haven't even seen how to start that yet.
We just got to go to Harv's Island and talk to Harv, and then talk to Cyrus and Reese, and then you just take pictures for him, basically.
You know what? And I remember, yeah, when the month starts, June starts, and like, yeah, man, come on to Ireland,
Yeah,
boy.
Harv called you. And,
I
yeah.
forgot about that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I forgot. I'll be forgetting about old Harv.
Yeah.
If they don't show up on my island, I don't even think about them shit. Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's about it for me though. Playing just kind of on and off Animal Crossing. I turned it off today though, like, and turned on River City Girls just to be like, all right, I'm turning it off for a little minute or something. I'm actually
Yeah.
gonna turn it off.
Yeah, I've been playing it like every little bit here and there. Other day I was like, man, I'm about to start really building up some stuff, and I was like, no, I'm
Yeah.
tired. I'm tired. I keep spending my money on clothes and shit.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm doing a lot of tradings on that, or not trades, but just like shopping and buying stuff off that Nookazon
Oh
third
man.
party site or whatever.
I got 3 Nook Miles, man, for your
Yep.
t-shirt, boy.
Let me get that t-shirt. Appreciate
I really
it.
wonder, like the I really wonder how many clothes and stuff and like items are on that game, because I haven't looked at some at I haven't seen like a definitive number, and nor have I really looked yet, but it just keeps seeming like it's not endless, but it is.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, and even like what somebody's island that I went to for something, and I don't know, I didn't even look at the date, which I should have, but now that I'm thinking about it, I didn't. But I'm pretty sure it was like fall or winter time or something, or maybe they was on the southern hemisphere or whatever. And they had a bunch of, it was like winter stuff in there, you know what I'm saying? Like coats and boots and stuff. So even of that stuff, we haven't even seen because it's the summertime now, you
Yeah,
know what I mean? So
that's
it's like,
true. That was something I did notice with it coming into June. Like they started selling like different sandals and different stuff, dresses and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I did play one game of Valorant the other day, which is a new Riot Games like team shooter, I should say. It's basically in my opinion like a Counter-Strike meets Overwatch situation. It's okay. The point is, like I said, I played one match of it when it first came out in beta, probably like a month or two ago. Like it was getting like a lot of different streams online, and I saw people playing as Marlon's whole thing just goes out. Where'd Marlon go?
I'm froze. Can you still hear me though?
I can hear you. I can just see your little dots. That's okay. You can hear me. It'll come back. But Valorant, it's okay. Like I said, it's kind of like Counter-Strike in the sense that you get money each round to buy more, or like buy upgraded guns, and you have abilities like you do in Overwatch, is where that comparison comes in. And so you gotta buy like stock on your abilities, basically. Like you start with like one central ability, but then there's like other like premium abilities, basically, to put it that way, where you gotta buy those to use them. The mode I played, which is like the basic one you start out with, is like a point capture, like hard point thing, like set a bomb situation. Like one person on the team is like automatically given the bomb. I think it's a game where, one, I thought about deleting it, but I was like, nah, let me try to play it with some of my, people online and see if how I really feel about it. But really, it really just scratched my Overwatch itch. No, it made me want to play. I shouldn't say it made me scratch the itch of Overwatch, but it made me want to get that Overwatch scratch itch, whatever phrase you want to say. So, now you got a black screen now, boy. What you already doing?
Yeah, man, this mug's tripping. I don't know what happened.
Man, ghost. There's your ghost life going
You
for
know
real.
how, you already know.
But I won't say it's a bad game though, but it just off of first rip, I was kind of like, whatever. And I can see that being a thing, because I've been trying to get the Chicago people to play Apex and stuff. And like Roosevelt played some with me, and he was like, "I don't know, man. I just don't like battle royales." So I'm like, "All right, whatever, dude." And then Isaiah played some, but I was like kind of done playing, so I really didn't even care to try to like help him. But then he started playing by himself, and I guess he started liking it or something. But he was like, "I want solos and stuff." And I'm like, "I don't think Apex really works with solos because of the abilities and stuff you use."
Yeah,
not every character is
equal. A little bit harder.
But yeah, and then I ended up playing a game of Overwatch on the PlayStation. I had to update it. I hadn't played Overwatch on my PlayStation in a long time, so it was like a 20 something gig update. And I played one match, and then I was like, I wanted to play more, and then I didn't. So whatever. I want to get back to it though. It's so many more characters and changes they've made to the way matches are set up now and stuff like that. So I had to kind of reacclimate myself.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I've still been playing some Monster Train here and there. I'm kind of stuck on this Covenant 1 still, which is pissing me off. But I'm starting to figure out my wrongdoings in life on that game, so hopefully I can get past it. But that's kind of been like my stream game now, because I can kind of just like chill and talk at the same time.
Yeah, I feel you.
Because like that is, keep going.
No, I was just gonna say I get how that could be a cool game to do that with.
Because when I was playing Yakuza. Because that game, you got to read subtitles and stuff. It's like, it was kind of hard to do both. I'm like, I don't like doing that. But I'm definitely going to stream Last of Us 2 when that comes out, though.
How much? Well, we got a month.
Last of Us?
More than a month, yeah.
Nah, Last of Us, we got, what, like 12 days? Comes out with June 19th, so day of recording. Oh, man. Okay,
there we go.
You had, smart, that, you had that old school Channel 3
light
screen.
You had to hit that cartridge.
Last of Us comes out June 19th.
Yeah, damn.
I meant to tell you I took that day off. I forgot to say. But yeah, I took that day. And then I took the day for Ghost of Tsushima 2 in July. Which are both Fridays, so. But, yeah, man, I think that's it for gaming-wise. The Pokemon DLC is coming out soon. I had put up some videos about that on our YouTube page. That the Pokemon Sword and Shield Isle of Armor comes out June 17th. So I'll be probably playing some of that too. As well. It's just redundant.
Yeah, we can have to get some streams of that too. Get some battles in or something. Do some team battles or something.
I was thinking about getting back on there and trying to actually get a team I want. And I remember the reason why I didn't last year or whatever. Because I could never freaking find a Corsola. Because you can only find them at a certain time and all this bullshit. So I was like, man, alright. Galarian Corsola to be specific. But yeah, man, what do you want to talk about first? There's a few news topics around.
You know,
Batwoman show that is on CW, which I have not watched it. My wife has watched it, and I guess it's decent because she didn't say it sucked. But Ruby Rose is leaving the series. This news came out probably a couple weeks ago, but I know both of us hadn't watched it, so I didn't want to talk too much about shit we didn't know. But it's pretty interesting that she was like, "Well, I'm out of here." But there's some details about why she left. If you want to talk about that, Mr. Sir,
I can't. The only reason why I had even put it up here, because like you said, it was older, but I just thought it was interesting that they had decided that they was going to keep the show going and try to focus on a new, make it a whole new character, the main character of the show, basically. So that was the only reason why I wanted to talk about it and to get your opinion on how you feel about that same idea of like, just changing up the characters in a show, basically, but it's still the same show.
Yeah, you know, and I saw that, and I was thinking, I don't know how many shows I've watched where the main character has been switched like that. Like I know, like Walking Dead. By the time I was done with Walking Dead before Rick had died, so I can't count that. And then besides that, I don't really know. Because then I think, have I even watched TV at all? Like, how much TV have I actually watched? You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, Steven kind of dies on Steven Universe, but he comes back. That's not the same thing. So, yeah, I
The
don't
only
know.
thing
It's
that I
weird.
have is close to that is like Hunter Hunter right now and a bunch of other anime stuff that where it starts off as a group and not really one particular person anyway. So I was just like, that's pretty interesting that they decided to just redo redo the show basically and turn the focus from Batwoman to whoever they decide or whatever they feel like they want to do. Because they really don't say in the article like what direction they want to go with this or whatever, or how they're going to do it from this point forth.
Yeah,
But
cause no, my bad.
I was just going to say, I don't know, I almost kind of want to watch it now just to see
What
like,
they do.
what they decide to do going forward.
Yeah, I mean, cause from us, it seemed to me like Ruby Rose was fine playing Batwoman, Kate Kane, but I think when that initially it came out with that news that they were, you know, that they were splitting ways and all that stuff, I was kind of like, well, I couldn't imagine, say, like when Arrow started, if he had left, Stephen Amell had left after that first season, I'd have been like, man, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really, you know, I haven't watched Batwoman yet, but I would think, like, I'd have to ask my wife because I had told her about that, but I don't really know if she really gave an opinion on it. But it's kind of one of those things where, on a TV landscape, it's one thing to change like soap opera characters and stuff like that, which them CW shows are basically soap operas anyway, but changing like a comic book character, even in the books, is always just kind of like, man, what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing right here? So, yeah, I don't really know how I feel about it. It's almost a situation where there's already a lot of production halts right now, and I'm not really sure what kind of contract they had on that show and stuff like that, but I guess they had already renewed it for season two anyway, so they're probably like, well, we gotta roll with it now, so fuck it, let's just do something else. But yeah, I
Gotta
don't
do
know
something.
how they're gonna have to like rename it and things like that, and you know, stuff like and that of that nature. So yeah, I don't know. I don't see it being a good thing for the show personally. Or I'd have to see how they did, but I don't think it was like that good. You know what I'm
Especially
saying?
considering a lot of people was kind of, I feel like was kind of drawn to it because of the cast, because Ruby Rose or whatever, and all that, like, hype behind it when they first announced that she was gonna do it or whatever.
Yeah, I can agree to that. But yeah, we'll see, man. I am interested. I like you said, I'm interested in seeing what they do going forward. Yeah.
Cause shit, I don't know. It might be a whole new show at that point. You know what I mean? And it
Basically,
might
I would
be
think so.
something which it just seems to me like you said with like the titles and shit. It's like that'll end up being weird and messy or something. Like, you know what I mean? It's like cause technically, will it even be season two? It's gonna be a whole
Yeah.
new season basically.
It's almost
So.
kind of, yeah, like just kind of retcon and stuff, or keeping, are all the supporting people gonna be the same, or are they gonna
They're gonna be
like
like,
kill
yeah,
them
man.
off, or
They gonna do the Men in Black flash of memory at the
I
beginning. Like,
wish.
no, that never happened.
Shoot. What was I am hyped for the new Spike Lee joint coming to Netflix, Defy Bloods. That's
Oh
what
yeah.
it's a Vietnam background movie. I shouldn't say background, but that's like the, you know, that's the point of the movie. It's Vietnam and, you know, black soldiers in that. Chadwick Boseman's the main character. Looks like a movie that could have came out in the theaters, but Netflix is pulling those kind of strings now.
They got that kind of money, honestly.
I did, that's what I forgot, but it was like, I think I forgot it last week. We had watched Lovebirds with Issa Rae and Kumail Not
Oh,
Johnny.
yeah, that like comedy, date comedy.
It's a pretty funny movie, man. It was pretty good. Like, if it was, I mean, once again, it was supposed to be in the theaters, and then Netflix, it got it with all this COVID stuff going on. But yeah, I wouldn't have been mad if we had, spent the however much on it, you know what I'm saying, seeing it in the theater.
It's
Joker was
on
pretty
Netflix already
decent.
right now.
Yeah, it came out last week or so. So yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, it's pretty funny. Pretty realistic and like a, I mean, it's a goofy ass, like, them trying to figure out a mystery and stuff like that. But in terms of like the point of the story, it was pretty good in that sense. I'm still weary about Issa Rae's acting a lot of times, even like when I watch Insecure, but it was fine. And I like Kumail a lot. His jokes was pretty funny, so I guess it worked for me. Shoot, man. What else we got here? What else we got? I said we had some shit. Now I'm acting like I fucking forgot.
That was what I had. That was my contribution.
Oh, well, God damn it.
Yeah, that's pretty much all that I had going on.
Just
I
gonna
know that One Piece about to be on Netflix now, so I guess that means
you can
I
start
gotta,
watching now, yeah.
yeah, I guess I gotta be held accountable.
Yeah, you gotta do it now. How do you feel about Call of Duty finally saying, with all the stuff going on, Black Lives Matter protests and everything, how do you feel about Call of Duty finally being like, you know what? We will get these racist names off of the game. It's been like over 10 years of racial slurs being thrown out and clan tags and stuff. But now I think it's the time to wash this away.
So what, they changed, they took all that stuff down or something?
Basically, they said they're about to start monitoring that stuff better, like
Oh,
people
yeah.
online being racist and like people putting, the N-word in their tags and stuff like that,
Because
or
I didn't know
whatever
nothing
stuff.
about, I mean, like I had got on there and I seen the, like, statement that they made or whatever, just on the game or whatever, but I didn't see that they were saying they was going to crack down on that kind of stuff, which, I mean, I guess this is what it takes to get that, I guess. I mean, you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like, because I don't know why they would just be like, now finally, like, yo, people do be crazy racist on this game and like yelling out and having all kind of racisms and stuff, slurs and stuff, just by playing this.
There's somebody on Twitter when Call of Duty had made their statement online, somebody was like, man, I need my reparations because I've been called everything under the book all
Exactly.
these years. And now y'all want to say so. Yeah, I mean, it's always been so bad on online, and it's more games than just Call of Duty, but that's the one that's really people talk about when people get online and you just hear blah blah blah, man, yo mama, man, blah,
Yeah.
blah, blah, blah. Like, good grief, like they don't even know if you black or not yet, they just
No, they
assume
just
and shit,
saying it.
like.
And it's crazy because that just be the worst, like, that's the worst, talking shit about somebody, like, that's the lowest you can go to just be like, man, this and you that, blank, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, damn, man, that's. Because I mean, like you said, you don't know who's who or who's what. So to be saying that somebody is a black monkey or whatever, it's like, damn, what? You don't even know. That's
Jeez.
crazy. And what if they not? Now you calling somebody that, and that's supposed to be hurtful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, damn, that's fucked up, man.
Now they gonna join in on the joke. That's a straight-up
Man.
calling everybody crap. Yeah. I think, I mean, like you said, sometimes it just takes that. I don't really know what it really takes for them to monitor those things, because obviously it's millions of people that play the game at any given time, and they ban people for certain stuff and shit. They don't be banning people for cheating and hacking, so I don't know,
Right.
man. I don't know
Exactly.
what it takes. I don't know what it takes, and it's not like it ever stopped us from buying the game. You know
Yeah, exactly.
what I'm saying?
Just because it's like, man, you just, it's all about inclusion. You know what I'm saying? And you just want to play the game. You know what I mean? I like Call of Duty too, just as much as the next races, I guess. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to not play this game that I like just because Joe Schmo is a racist and he liked to play Call of Duty too. Man, like, damn, I can't do nothing.
With virtual guns.
Man, I gotta sit here quietly. You know what I mean? Like, if I was to be like, all right, I ain't doing nothing that nobody that's racist is doing, then it's like, I can't do nothing. You know, I got racist everywhere. Like, I can't even go outside if that's the case.
I got I think we're going to end the show here, I guess. We're running out of shit to talk about, huh?
Yeah, I guess
more,
so.
There'll be more stuff in the future, but then I realized I'm yawning too goddamn much.
Yeah, I don't know. Every time, it seems like every time we really either get, like, at the start of or really get rolling, Rue be like, no, I don't think so. I got something to say.
Yeah, my kids are also looking at me as they popped in, so you know what that means.
So it's time to go be a dad. It's funny because just one more thing. We was playing a little Call of Duty yesterday with Spaceman Leezy, and he was on the mic. Like, his daughter came in the room or whatever. He's like giving her little kisses and hugging her. And I'm like, man, be a dad on your own time, man. Get out of here, man. Like, get off the mic with that, man. It's just funny. He's like, man, I'm. You know, spending time with my daughter, man. Like, get off the game then, Joe. it's just funny. Button, yeah, man. Get your mic, man. Get out of here, man. This ain't daddy daughter time, man.
Well, on that note,
yo, man.
Everybody, like, subscribe, comment, patreon.com, support the show.
We need that.
Spreaker everywhere. Anything is good. Any kind of constructive criticism, any love, all that good stuff. I'm Jordan.
It's your boy M.
Peace.
Adios.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.